Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Guatemalan environmental leader murdered, others are in danger. Before the landslides that caused over 160 deaths already and hundreds of disappeared people in Guatemala City, social organizations of the country had to mourn the murder of another community and territory defender, Rigoberto Lima Choc, a young environmental activist who had been denouncing the highly polluting activities of the African palm oil industry. Rigoberto was one of the indigenous leaders that, together with 20 local communities, was fighting against the ecocide in La Pasión River by the companies that in the past years have established oil palm monoculture plantations in this region in the north of Guatemala. Our comrade Roberto Lima Choc, in response to the lack of attention by the local authorities and together with other communities affected by the expansion of monocultures, decided to demand justice to the relevant bodies in the protection of the environment, the prosecutor's office and the human rights ombudsman office, said Lourdes Gomez, member of the National Network for the Defense of Food Sovereignty in Guatemala, Red SAG, to Real World Radio. Both Roberto and the other members of communities that started to publicly denounce the action of companies and the absence of a response by the state started to receive threats by hitmen in June this year. The pressure by the communities was such that on September the 17th, an environmental court of Petén department ordered the closure of PREPSA for 6 months due to the pollution in La Pasión River. The following day, three community leaders of this struggle were captured by company members. Rigoberto was negotiating the release of his colleagues when he was murdered outside the court of Sayache, Petén department. The death threats haven't stopped, said Lourdes, and the situation continues to be delicate for the leaders in the struggle against palm monocultures in the north of Guatemala. So far, there haven't been advances to solve the crime, and on the contrary, they are bringing community leaders to justice, denounced a member of Red SAG. Total impunity. The companies don't have sanitary controls or environmental impact assessments. They pour waste with agrotoxics in La Pasión River and have eliminated all aquatic life there, said Lourdes about the situation of monoculture plantations in the region. Monocultures in Guatemala were first introduced through cane sugar in the south and then through African oil palm. They have been promoted arguing that they would ensure food for the inhabitants, but they did nothing more than worsen the food scarcity in the country because monocultures have expanded to highly productive lands. This monoculture expansion took place in the 5 departments in the north of the country, promoting an unmanageable land grabbing for 10 years, displacing many communities under threats without environmental impact assessments or permits for logging, and disregarding labor rights of the people who work for these companies. The situation is disastrous, according to Lourdes. The companies have their taxes exempted by the government, they pollute water, they grab lands, they attempt against communities and the natural heritage of the country. It is a system that generates big economic benefits for a few.